show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Welcome to this special edition of In the Country, which puts a spotlight on the Country Music Association of Ontario. Their very first award show takes place on May 27th in Markham, Ontario. The show will be hosted by country artist Charlie Major. On the show to talk about the CMAO and the awards, and also some talk about the legendary Good Brothers, it's my special guest, Bruce Good. Welcome to the show, Bruce.
Hey, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here, man.
It is great to have you on the show. So much to talk about. We've got the CMAO going on, the big event on May 27th. We've got some music to play on the show as well, a few surprises. So first of all, Bruce, let's talk about your involvement with the Country Music Association of Ontario.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been involved with these folks now for the past almost 4 years, I reckon, right from the get-go, and it's really been a learning curve for me, man. It's just been wonderful. We have a board of directors. There's 11 of us on the board. They're all industry professionals. I have learned so much in the past 2 or 3 years about the business, probably more than I have in my 40 years as a musician. But it's really been great, and these people are really dedicated. They really want to move forward with especially with new and young talent, and that's what this is all about. You know, it's getting new talent into the spotlight.
And there is so much talent across Ontario. I mean, as you said, so many newcomers on the scene, and this is going to give them a chance to get exposure, acknowledgement. They're going to be nominated for awards, and it's going to bring the community together as well. And there are associations like this across Canada for other provinces, but it's now time that Ontario has a chance to put the spotlight on them.
This is the first time that Ontario has really seriously looked at country music and as far as an association is concerned.
Yeah.
And it's really been exciting. We've been putting on seminars across the province, open mics, and they've really been well attended and well received, and I think we're really making a difference, and that's what this is all about. And we're so excited about this, our first ever Country Music Association of Ontario award show coming up this May.
Yeah, May 27th, Markham, Ontario, at the Markham Theater, hosted by the great Charlie Major. We all know and love all his big hits, and he's got a new song out that we're going to be sharing on the show a bit later. So it's great to have Charlie hosting, and I understand there's also some other artists lined up already that you're adding to the roster to perform that night.
We do. We actually just confirmed Kiara Isabella today, and she's a young lady who's really been making beautiful noise on the radio and on stage in the past couple of years. In fact, this year she was nominated for her first ever Juno Award as a breakthrough artist, and I guess on Friday she starts a month-long tour with Terry Clark across Canada that'll bring us
right.
Bring her from Vancouver right back to Ontario. So, I'd say an up-and-comer, but I think she's already up there, to tell you the truth.
Definitely.
And she's playing a lot of big festivals around Ontario as well. She's doing the Boots and Roots Festival down in Bowmanville. And, of course, she's performing at the country CMAO Awards show as well, and we're really looking forward to having her on the bill. We also have the Western Swing Authority, and they're going to be acting as the house band.
Nice.
They're just a great, probably, well, certainly the best, a group of some of the best musicians in Ontario, if not in Canada. And
yeah.
They've got a current album called All Dolled Up. Which is a lot of fun, a lot of Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys type music and Asleep at the Wheel. And one of the members, or a couple of the members of that group, have played with the Good Brothers on several occasions. Ed Ringwald, who also played with Gordon Lightfoot for many years.
Right.
He's in that organization. And they're just a great group, a lot of fun. And they'll be backing some of the artists and, of course, performing on their own as well. We've
That's
also
awesome.
Got
I've had Shane and Stacy from the Western Swing Authority on a couple of weeks back to talk about that album. So, and great married couple, and the whole group is fantastic.
They really are. They're really a great bunch of performers. And we also have the Heartbroken. I don't know if you know them, but that's Davenant Doyle. She fronts that group. They're just a great group. She's originally from Nova Scotia, but she's lived in Ontario for quite a while. And she's performing with Stuart Cameron. And Stuart, I've known since he was about 7 years old, I guess. He's the son of the late, great John Allen Cameron. And Stuart performs with them, along with their bass player, Peter Fusco, who actually did a European tour with us as our bassist one time. So it's going to be like old home week. And then the part I'm most excited about, Dave, and I'm going to do a little bragging here, if you don't mind.
Sure.
We also have the duo of Good and Keeler. And they made an album a little while ago called Down and Out in Upalong. Upalong is a little town in Newfoundland. And it consists of Travis Good of the Sadies, who just happens to be my son, and along with Greg Keeler of Blue Rodeo. And they're going to do a duet together. And what they did an album of all Gordon Pinsent writings. Gordon Pinsent is a poet, a writer. And he had these stacks, binders full of, not women.
Yeah, right. The political
binders
campaign.
Full of women. No, he had binders full of all these poems that he'd written over the years. And through a mutual friend, they called my son in, called Travis in to take a look at these. And Gordon asked Travis if he could put it to music. He and Greg Keeler got together, and they made an entire album of Gordon Pinsent writings. So they'll be performing one of Gordon's songs on the show as well. And, of course, we got Charlie hosting. It couldn't be any better. And that's only half the show. We still have another six or seven acts that are unconfirmed. And I think everybody's going to be real excited when they hear who they are.
Oh, that's amazing. We'll be staying tuned through Facebook and other online areas in the radio as well to hear about all the additions to the show. Now, the award, the nomination process is underway. Can you fill us in on that? How our listeners, well, two things, how they can attend the award show as a fan and how people can vote for their favorite artists.
Well, certainly. The first round, it will be announced on around, I think, the 19th of this month.
Right.
They've been self-nominated. So members who are, you know, who are artists, if they qualify, they were allowed to nominate themselves, which they did. And the first round is quite long, quite frankly, but it's going to all be narrowed down to the final five or six in each category.
Right.
And that'll be announced on the 19th of this month. That's how that worked. Now, after that, it goes straight to membership, and members only can vote after that.
Okay.
Of course, if you want to join the CMAO, it would be wonderful. You know, that's all part of this award show is hopefully to increase our membership. You can go to our website at cmaontario.ca. And you can find out all about not only the award show, you can also find out how to join or be a member. And, we're welcoming fans. And that's a way that you can vote for your favorite Ontario artist.
That's awesome, Bruce. That is cmaontario.ca for more information and to vote. It must be exciting for you, Bruce. You know, you guys, the Good Brothers, have been around and done so much. But to see the new talent on the scene, I guess it would still excite you when you hear a new artist come along and that's got a really cool new sound.
It really does, you know. You know, there's, you know, I as I got older, I got more and more rootsy, you know. And so there's, like, for example, there's a group from down around the Kingston area called the Abrams Brothers, who play a lot of bluegrass, and they're just fantastic. And you know, hopefully they'll be on the scene at this award show. We don't know. We don't have a crystal ball. It's all up to the membership. But Yeah, there are so many great, like Kira, for example. She's just great. She's not only setting Canada on fire, but the flames are starting to build in the U.S. as well. So, you know, this is a perfect opportunity for so many fans, so many Ontario fans, to come out and see the and get some exposure to these artists, because they're not going to be around very much longer. They're heading for bigger and better things. So this is a chance to, just like your show, Up Close and Personal, this is a good chance, because the Markham Theater is not a big venue, so then there's not a bad seat in the house. So it's like you're sitting in the living room watching a house concert with these great, great artists.
That sounds awesome and very exciting, and I look forward to attending that as well. And all our listeners, I'll encourage them to participate in this, to vote and to attend. It's going to be an amazing show. Let's turn to the Good Brothers for a moment. I want to talk about Honey and Heartache, which is one of your newer songs, if we want to call it that, from early in the 2000s. It's a great tune. We'll talk more about the Good Brothers when we come back, but Bruce, what can you tell us specifically about this song?
Well, it's a song that my brother Brian and I, we do most of the writing for the band. We wrote it with a good buddy, another actual Canadian songwriter, Tim Taylor. And
awesome.
We wrote it down in Nashville, and Larry, our younger brother, who plays the five-string banjo, he sings it, and it's written in the bluegrass style, and it's one of those tunes that we really like to play. Like I said a little earlier in the interview, as we get older, we sort of lean toward the bluegrass and the more traditional country music. But that's my taste. But that's my taste. And so that's where this song came from.
That's awesome. Well, lots more to talk about with Bruce Good. Right now, Honey and Heartache, the Good Brothers on In the Country. Are the Good Brothers, Brian, Bruce, and Larry with Honey and Heartache here on In the Country as we focus on the CMAO along with Bruce Good. Love the sound there. And as you said, Bruce, you guys have fallen into that sweet sound of the bluegrass and the rootsy sound.
Yeah, it's we've sort of come full circle, because in the beginning, that's sort of how we started out. And then thankfully, our music did evolve, and that's a good thing. You know, sometimes sometimes as an artist, and when you change your music, you get a lot of criticism. But I think it's a necessary step for many artists. You know, they have to keep creating. They have to keep reinventing themselves if they want to get any longevity in this business. And believe me, I can talk about longevity.
Definitely. Well, you guys are about to embark on your 35th year tour of Europe. Is this correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It's actually our... We've been touring now for 25 years, but it will be our 35th tour, and we've had quite a lot of success over there. And you know, it's really great, and to be able to bring your music all the way from Ontario to places like Germany and Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Austria and Spain, and all these Great Britain, all these wonderful countries, and. And, you know, to give everybody a little piece of Canadiana, it's really a great feeling.
Definitely. What is it you find, Bruce, that over there that they love about the Good Brothers sound?
Well, I, oddly enough, I think it's the traditional, because country music to many Europeans is fairly new. And they don't want to necessarily just jump into Shania Twain and Garth Brooks, you know, and say, oh, this is the beginning of country. They're really curious about where it came from. You know, you kind of have to know where you've been before you know where you're going, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of Europeans, I think, have that philosophy. So I think that's the appeal with the Good Brothers and the instrumentation, because we do have traditional instruments. So that's part of our success, you know. Not to say that new country is not accepted over there as well. It is, of course, but I know what they like about the Good Brothers, and I think it's the original instrumentation and the more traditional sound.
Right. Now, one of the mentors for the Good Brothers back in the day, and I'm sure still to this day, is legendary Gordon Lightfoot. Can you talk about Gordon and the impact on the Good Brothers?
I sure can. Like, he really had, I think there are two musicians who had the most impact on the Good Brothers, and that would have been, first of all, a guy by the name of James Aykroyd. And James and my twin brother Brian and I had a group called James and the Good Brothers. And I think if it weren't for James Aykroyd, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you, that's for sure.
Wow.
Because I probably wouldn't be in the business, but he was very influential in us and our careers. Unfortunately, he passed away some time ago, but he was very influential. And then during that time, we did meet and befriended Gordon Lightfoot, and that was through his guitar player, Red Shea. And we became friends, and to this day are still very close. And Gordon gave us a lot of advice. You know, there's stories. I know I have a writer friend from down in Nashville. His name is Alan Rohde, and he met Gordon Lightfoot. He was at one of our gigs, and Gord was there, and he finally got to meet Gordon Lightfoot, and he was so impressed, you know, he's so nervous. And he went up to him, and he said to him, Gordon, he said, I'm just kind of starting out, and I've always admired you. Do you have any advice for a new artist? And Gord looked up at him and said, yeah. Keep your receipts. And I never forgot that. But Gord has given us some serious advice over the years, and especially about writing. He said, you know, you can be an also-ran and write and sing everybody else's song, or you can be someone very special and make your own music. And, you know, we could have remained a... You know, a part-time band if we had just continually done cover songs. But he encouraged us to write. He also gave us confidence in our writing and in our playing. He asked my both Larry and I have recorded on a couple of his albums. And you know, when guys like Gordon Lightfoot ask you to play auto harp and banjo, you feel, well, I guess I'm doing something right here.
Yeah, you do.
And to this day, Gordon has still been very close with the Good Brothers.
Wow.
And we've toured with him as well quite a bit.
Yeah, you did some touring with him. That's got to be exciting, being in front of the big crowds that Gordon would pull in.
It really was. It was terrific. And that was all through the U.S. And it was really a pleasure. And then, of course, Gordon was very sick a while ago. And the first concert he did was at Hamilton Place, and it was a fundraiser for the McMaster Medical Center. And he asked us to open the show for him, and that was a great, great honor.
That is awesome. What do you think about the talent shows these days, Bruce, as a way to find talent out there? I mean, we've got American Idol, we've got Nashville Star in the past, all these shows that are televised, everybody's searching for the next big talent. Do you think that's a great way to do it, or is it better to come up through, you know, smaller venues?
You know, I can't speak for talent shows because I've never been in one. Maybe I'm just too afraid to go in because I hate rejection. I wouldn't want to lose.
Right.
And that's probably the biggest criticism I have of it, is that there's only one winner, and it sure it's really a hard choice. You have judges who might either make or ruin somebody's career, you know, and it's all subjective, so it's so difficult. That's what I don't like about there are 99% losers and there's a 1% winner, and that kind of hurts, but I guess it's worked for some people, for some record companies who have managed to make millions on some of these winners.
Mm-hmm.
Just being very frank about it, and you know, it's strictly business for them. You know, it's a big business, and not only that, of course, for television, it's a huge business for television, and sometimes it's more about the advertising and the visual than it is about the music. And again, too many broken hearts.
Yeah. Yeah, there is room for a lot of different artists, as you said, and I mean, the CMAO promotes that in Ontario. So many varied artists, whether it's a pop country sound, rock country, rootsy country. I mean, there's so many different categories and so many different talent. Now, within that, we talked about songwriting. How important would you say for an artist listening to write their own songs and to dive into that?
Well, just like I had mentioned about Gordon, you know, I could give you the same advice he gave us back then. You could be an also-ran, and you can do nothing but covers, or you can learn the art of writing and just, you know, it's, a, you know, there are, recently, I play auto harp and dobro and harmonica, but I never really played the guitar because I have brothers who do that, so I never got around to playing the guitar. Recently, you know, at 63 years old, I started strumming the guitar, and I found a new part of myself, something new that really helps me write. It really helps me with my confidence. It helps me with everything I do. So you're never too old and never too young to learn something new. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what the CMAO is all about. It's about teaching young people, getting to the answers quickly rather than like I had to do. I had to do it the hard way, you know, out in the field, playing clubs, building slowly building an audience. We didn't have the internet or anything else to help us. You had to do it just right there on stage. But what we're trying to do, and why I got involved with it, was we're trying to shorten that time period. Things work very quickly these days, and that's what the CMAO is trying to do, is trying to, with these seminars we do, with these demoramas, you can bring your demo to some of these seminars, and we critique them and try to educate people on the next time they do it, it'll be that much better. Same with our seminars, and even with our open mics that we have, is just to give some people who aren't really veterans of the stage, give them some confidence on stage, give them the opportunity to perform, and that's what we do. And on occasion, we do, absolutely, we do have some talent contests as well.
Very exciting stuff. Our listeners can head to cmaontario.ca. The Canadian or Country Music Association of Ontario is the website, and the award show coming up May 27th in Markham at the Markham Theatre. Lots of excitement, and the host that night is going to be Charlie Major. So let's turn to Charlie for a moment. I'm going to play his latest single that Anya Wilson sent me, and a big thank you to Anya for sending me songs for the show and setting all this up. Let's talk about Charlie Major for a moment. Bruce, have you had a chance to perform at all with him or meet up with him in your travels?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, just last summer we played with him at the Dauphin Country Music Festival up in Dauphin, Manitoba. I got to tell you, he stole the show. He is awesome. He is really amazing. I hadn't seen him perform in a couple of years, but yeah, we've been on several award shows together. We've performed on same festivals together, but often you don't get an actual chance to see him, but we played back-to-back. So I got to see him, and he was absolutely awesome. He stole the show. The audience love him. He's got a great stage presence, and most of all, he's a fantastic musician, writer, and performer, you know. So he's got it all going for him. And we are so delighted to have him as our host for the May 27th gala. I can't tell you. It's just great to have him there. And, you know, he always does Ontario proud. He's a proud Ottawa Valley boy, and it's great to have him.
He is awesome. So many big hits from the 90s and beyond. And I understand he's coming out with an album of, I think, 20 biggest hits in the last 20 years, which is something to look forward to.
Oh, as long as he's got I Do It For The Money on there, I'll buy it.
Love that one.
I love it.
Love that one, and I'm going to drive you out of my mind that he co-wrote with Barry Brown, a great Canadian songwriter.
Yeah, there you go. Another Ontario boy.
Yeah, love it. I've done some writing with Barry over the years, too, which is great, so it kind of connects us all.
It sure does, yeah.
Awesome.
Great.
Well, let's share the brand-new one from Charlie Major. Bruce, this is a song called Hold Me, here on In the Country.
Talking tonight, if that's all right with you. It's been one of those days I just wanna forget all that I've been through. Sometimes life in this old world can get the best of me. That's when in the comfort of your arms is where I wanna be. So hold me for a little while. Let me hide behind your sweet, sweet smile. Help me leave my troubles far behind and ease my worries. So hold me for a little while. Let me hide behind your sweet, sweet smile. Help me leave my troubles far behind and ease my worried mind. And hold me for a little while. Hold me for a little while. Hold me.
And that is brand new music from Charlie Major. It's called Hold Me here on In the Country. Charlie is your host for the big Country Music Association of Ontario Awards coming up on May 27th in Markham, Ontario at the Markham Theatre. You can head to the website cmaontario.ca for more information on that. Also, details about voting and joining up with the organization, whether you're a fan or an artist. Wanted to talk to you, Bruce, about times you were starstruck over your career. I'm sure it's no doubt it's easy to say that you've met a lot of your heroes in your travels.
You know, I have. When people ask me that question, the first thing that always comes to mind is a mini tour that we did with, first of all, with Roy Orbison. We played four cities across Ontario with him and got to know the man a little bit, you know, a fair bit. And that was certainly a highlight. And then back in the old days, we did a tour across Canada called the Festival Express. It was the very first tour that James and the Good Brothers ever did. And it was with Janis Joplin and the Grateful Dead and the band 10 years after. And as a matter of fact, I guess it was Alvin Lee just passed away today from 10 years after.
Wow.
But and being on the train, this train that went across Canada with these people living close quarters, it was just an amazing time, and it was our very first tour. So, talk about starstruck, we certainly were back then. And that's just to name a few. Who would ever have dreamt that we would have been so close with Gordon Lightfoot? You know,
That's amazing.
It's just been a great thing. I wouldn't change a day of it. It's just been a wonderful, as the Grateful Dead, it's been a long, strange trip.
one of the songs you guys covered famously was Johnny Horton's Battle of New Orleans, one of those great country classics, so catchy. Can you talk about that song and what it meant to you guys?
I remember our mother bought that as a single way back when, and my brother had been singing it since he was about 13 or 12 years old. And we actually learned that song for our European friends who really, especially throughout Germany, they love those kind of tunes. Well, that marching kind of drum sound, you know. As I said, they in Europe, they do, you know, many of the country, the true country listeners listen to more traditional. So it was part of the reason we learned that song was for them. And it's always been a great song. And in fact, Johnny Horton has so many wonderful songs.
Oh, he does. He does. What about Hank Williams? He must play a big part in your musical influences as well.
Yeah, he did too. As a matter of fact, we're doing a little spin-off these days. My wife Margaret and I have just recorded an album with the Sadies, actually, and it's called the Good Family album. And whenever we perform as the Good Family per se, I sing an old Hank Williams song called "Rockin' Chair Money." It's one of those songs that was not his most famous, but you got to do a Hank song. So if you're a country singer, you got to learn one Hank song anyway.
Definitely. Where can our listeners find you online for the new album and previous Good Brothers material?
Well, we have our website, which is simply thegoodbrothers.com, and you can visit us there. And yes, we have product there, as well as our current schedule. So come on over and drop a line, say hello, and we'd love to hear from you.
That sounds great. Now, Fox on the Run, we all know that, a big hit for you guys. What's the story behind Fox on the Run and the history of that song?
I'm glad you asked, because it has a real interesting history. A lot of people think that we wrote it, and I wish I had. But that song that song was originally written by a road manager for the British group Manfred Mann. If you remember them, if you can go back
that
far.
Yeah, I remember that band.
Yeah, you might. You might. And,
it rings a bell.
And anyway, he wrote a song, and it was quite different. It wasn't done in the bluegrass style, but more in the pop style. And, of course, Fox on the Run, it was written about the fox hunt in England. And, of course, it compares the fox chasing the woman, or the woman chasing the fox, whatever it is, however it goes. But yeah, that it comes from there, and it wasn't meant to be a bluegrass song, but yeah, the way we like to do it on the bluegrass style.
It's really interesting when you can take a song like that, a song from a different genre or just a different style, and put a spin on it. And I've heard a lot of bluegrass artists do that with other songs, and it's fun to hear the result.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I've heard people do a lot of Beatles songs, bluegrass, and there was a group out. They were kind of a tongue in cheek band called Run CNW. I don't know if you ever heard.
Recall that
heard
name.
Heard of
they
them,
did some parodies, I think.
They did. Well, they did songs like "Stop in the Name of Love" and all these great R&B songs from back in the 50s and 60s. And they did it all bluegrass style. It really, it's just an amazing record. They did it as a joke, but the music is just terrific on it.
Who would you say, Bruce, from the new crop of performers, whether it's country or anybody out there today or in the last 5-6 years, who are you listening to today? Who are you excited by talent-wise?
Well, you know, again, Dave, it's not necessarily, you know, who you hear on the radio every day, but you know, I'm into people like Kieran Kane from the O'Kanes and people like that. So I go back a few years. You know, I don't want to admit this, you know, but I'm getting up there. I'm getting way up there, man. And my twin brother is following 5 minutes behind.
Five minutes behind.
But he's getting up there too. So yeah, I do listen. I listen to radio, but not as much as I should, to tell you the truth. But as far as Canadian acts are concerned, I already gave myself away. I love Gordon Lightfoot, and I really do love Charlie. He's just tremendous. You know, and I'm going to go with the old guys. I like Russell DeCarle, another Ontario guy, you know.
Prairie Oyster, love that band, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, a wonderful band. And as a matter of fact, John P. Allen plays with the Good Brothers and tours with us on occasion. He played fiddle and guitar with them. You know, these are the guys that I grew up with and grew up. But these days I listen to Jason McCoy there's so much talent in Ontario, Dave. That's the thing, is that the CCMAs have the Canadian Country Music Association have their awards often out in Edmonton. They have it in Calgary and sometimes in back up to Edmonton again and back to Calgary. That's because there's a great fan base there. But there's a great artist base here in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And probably more Ontario artists than Western artists are represented in the West when they go out there. But that's because of the tremendous fan base that's out there. A lot of people love country music out there, of course. But that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to get an awareness here in Ontario, because there are so many great country artists and so many new artists that are coming up through the ranks. And it's very exciting. And this is giving people an opportunity to see these artists showcased at the Markham Theater on May 27th.
Yeah, May 27th, the award show hosted by Charlie Major. The website, cmaontario.ca, if you're a fan, if you're an artist, want to join up. It's a community to become involved in, not just for the award show, but critiques of your songs, connecting with other members. As you said earlier, Bruce, artists will get a chance to learn some of the shortcuts, or at least learn from other artists' mistakes, what they've done, and find a path maybe a little quicker to the results they want.
Exactly, Dave. That's what it's all about, you know. And part of our mandate is to make Ontario country music matter and to educate all our members and to foster and promote new talent. And that's what we want to do. And for us, it's been a 4-year journey to this May 27th gig. We worked really hard, and again, I can't tell you how wonderful the board of directors are at the CMAO. They're all really special people. They work hard. They do not take one penny. In fact, it's money out of their pockets every time they drive to another show or they're away from their family or anything like that. They're dedicated people, and they have worked so hard to get to this point, and they're not going to let anybody down, and they're not going to make any mistakes here. There's going to be the odd thing that might happen on the show that makes it that much more fun. You know, I love watching somebody go up and screw up on stage. I think it's great. We're not televised. You know, so there's no prompters or anything like that. So people will be winging it, you know, so it could, you know, it'll be an adventure, that's for sure.
At least
we all know that we did the best we could to make this thing happen and to make Ontario country music matter.
Well, we're going to come back in a few moments and wrap everything up, Bruce, but I want to share a song now. Kira Isabella, we spoke about her earlier, from Ottawa, Ontario. She's about to join Terry Clark on tour across the country. She was part of Carrie Underwood's show, opening up for her some shows last year. Her debut album is called Love Me Like That. I've heard, I don't know, 5 or 6 different songs off of that album. She's just had a great success with that album, and she's, as you mentioned before, nominated for a Juno Breakthrough Artist of the Year, and in fact, she's the only country music singer in that category for that particular award at the Junos this year. It's amazing. What has your experience been with Kira and through the CMAO?
Well, I'll tell you this. She was really hard to nail down for this show. She's a very busy young woman, I'll tell you that. Yeah. And, I spoke with her agent. I spoke with part of her management team, all of whom were very, very helpful in getting her on the show. And I think they realize it's important for her to be on this show. For one thing, on the first ballot, and again, I have to repeat this, this is very long, there's a lot of artists on the first ballot. It'll get down to the final 5 or 6.
Right.
But I know I see Kira's name all over these ballots, so she's been nominated for a few. I tell you, I can't tell you what's going to happen in the next round, but she's just been making such great music and moving forward in her career so great. Now that's a young lady I've watched on occasion, and I'm very proud that she's from Ontario, I'll tell you.
She is doing amazing. Let's share one of her songs here. This is called Songs About You. Kira Isabella on In the Country.
Another sleepless night with the radio. Alone here in the dark, just trying to let you go. But every song I hear just makes it worse. It's time to shut it down and turn off.
Here is Isabella and Songs About You here on this special look at the Country Music Association of Ontario with my special guest, Bruce Good of the legendary Good Brothers. And how does it feel to be called legendary, Bruce?
I love it. Just keep it coming, baby.
Keep it coming. Keep the check coming, too.
Yeah.
And Kira, of course, will be one of the performers at the award show on May 27th in Markham, along with other performers that are set. Western Swing Authority will be the house band that night. Charlie Major is your host. Tons of Ontario artists will be there performing and up for awards. And the website, of course, cmaontario.ca, the Country Music Association of Ontario. As we get set to wrap up here, Bruce, I wanted to ask you about some of the venues you've performed at over the years. I know you've been at many historic ones, including Massey Hall and El Macombo. But what are some of the stories about those great venues you've been at?
Well, Massey Hall was fantastic, of course. The El Macombo was in its day back in, say, the early 80s, I'd say, late 70s, early to mid 80s, was the place to play in Toronto, just a great venue. Of course, the Rolling Stones rolled into town and did an impromptu show there one night. But we used to play there. It was pretty exciting for us back in those days because they'd be lined up around the block. It wasn't the same as it is today with the clubs. But in most clubs, they don't have the volume that they used to have in the old days. But boy, I'll tell you what, they had to put a partition on the dance floor because they were afraid that the floor was going to cave in from people dancing all in one spot. So they had to sort of split the dance floor a little bit just for safety reasons. But those were the good old days. And of course, the beautiful Massey Hall. What a great. A great venue that is, and always, and Roy Thompson Hall too. We played that a couple of times. Very exciting. I think probably one of the most exciting shows I ever did was not too long ago at the Sky Dome, and it was absolutely packed. I mean, every seat was full, and they had chairs on the floor on the playing field. So there's probably more than capacity. Had to be at least over 50,000 people, and it was for. It was for Alcoholics Anonymous Worldwide.
Wow. Interesting gig.
A very interesting gig, but I had no idea people could have so much fun without drinking.
Without drinking. That's amazing.
But they sure did, I'll tell you. It was just a great show. But it was very nerve-wracking, too, because we were the only musical act on the show. So, but it was great. Terrific.
Those are some of the awesome
names. Yep.
The website is thegoodbrothers.com. They can catch up with you guys there on Facebook as well. And, of course, we've been talking about the Country Music Association of Ontario and the big award show May 27th. The website to get all the details, cmaontario.ca. Bruce, it has been so much fun sharing the past almost hour with you and the music and getting set for the big night in May.
Dave, I can't thank you enough. Thank you very much. You're doing your part, too, in supporting Ontario, country music on Ontario, and we really appreciate it. And who knows, probably in the next year or so, as we grow, we're going to have web radio show nominees as well.
That would be awesome. I look forward to that. And I look forward to some more shows in the future and focusing on this great organization. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thanks again, Dave.
My guest has been Bruce Good of the legendary The Good Brothers and also, of course, with the CMAO. And special thanks to Anya Wilson. I'm Dave Woods. It's been another big night in the country.